Hey everyone, and welcome to another version of the Calendar Kids. I'm Justin Strand. This is Justin Livestream, and we are here for the third installment out of eight, hopefully, that we try and get in. And this time we have a sponsor. Thanks to Patriot Heating and Cooling for sponsoring this fall's podcast. Call Patriot Heating and Cooling today for all your HVAC needs. With me today, sitting across the table, senior captain of the cross country team, Mr. Jacob Dorman. Jacob, how are we doing this evening?
A little tired, just got off my run, but we're doing great.
Well, you know, I watch you guys run track and I watch you guys run cross country. I get tired just watching it. So good for you, long distance running. We were talking a little bit earlier that that's kind of your thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Both cross country and track, that's what I do. Nothing much else in the winter. We winter train, so it's all year round. Summer, we summer train. So it's distance, 50 weeks out of the 52.
So you said you run track. Jacob, yep. What are you running track?
I run the mile, 2 mile, 800, and occasionally the 4x4.
Are you excited for this year's track season?
Most definitely. Last year, I got my mile time down to a 439, and the record overall is 424. That's still a big gap, but if I put enough work this winter, I think I could get at least close to it. So
set yourself some goals, and we go from there. And talk about the cross-country team. You're on the calendar for cross-country. You are, if you look at the calendar, if you're looking at it, second from the right, holding your shoes, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I got the spikes out.
Got the spikes out. How's cross-country going?
Season's been great. We've only been doing invites so far, but of those, I think we're sitting right around third or fourth in the Big Rivers Conference. If we make a push, we can maybe get up to that top two mark, which that's our goal. We only have about 2 weeks away from conference, so we're starting to dial down on race plans and whatnot, and our team's looking pretty solid. I think we have 4 or 5 guys that are sub-19, so getting to the low 18s, and then me and Conrad are both sub-18.
All right, so you just mentioned Conrad. Oh, tell us a little bit about Conrad.
So Conrad, he's our freshman great, I guess you could say. I think he's sitting right around number 4 in the state for freshmen. Wise, and he's already broken any freshman record there is to break for cross country. His PR is all the way down to 1703. No one's done that yet.
Hey, so, but what did you tell me before we started this podcast? What is he doing to the senior captain this year?
Oh, man, he's keeping me on my toes. He is pushing me every race. And if I have a bad one or I start to slack up, he is not afraid to whoop my butt.
So I did say senior captain. We're trying to talk about this with every kid that comes in. Senior captain. What does that mean? How do you take that to heart when you have a kid that's really good, but how do you mentor him in what you're doing?
I want him to be as good as he can, you know, for the team as well as himself. So, I mean, that's like my job. That's why I took this captain role, is to make it bigger than myself. It's more of like, instead of being, you know, focused on my own goals, I've kind of taken on the role of, okay, I got to look at what everyone else is trying to do and coach them on how to get to it, because there's a right and wrong way to run, believe it or not. You can do too much.
I've heard that before. I've heard of football players who go out for track to learn how to run. It makes them faster as a wide receiver, makes them faster as a running back. I mean, that's a real thing.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what we're focusing on. And you can do running. You can run too much. Stress fractures is a real thing. So making sure the rookies don't bite off more than they can chew, and making sure they're also not slacking, because that is one thing. As a freshman, I did not know like how much I should be pushing myself in workouts, what my long run should look like. And little things like that, that's my role now as a captain. Make sure I share. I mean, I've got 4 years experience and he's just starting, so that's my job.
I love that out of every one of these kids that I'm talking to. Everybody talks about sharing the experience that I have gotten over the last 4 years or 3 years of playing high school sports and sharing it with that junior, sharing it with that sophomore. So I love that answer. Thank you, Jacob, for a great answer. Jacob is the son of Carrie and Tony Dorman. He lives right here in town, so that's great. Tell us a little about some hobbies that you have outside of sports.
So outside of sports, I spend a lot of my time in the fall hunting, whether it's duck, deer, turkey if I get the chance, but mainly deer. I'm a big bow hunter, so I love just being in the woods, sit back, read a book. Sounds a little boring, but I love it.
Bow hunting is one of those serene things where you can just relax, you're quiet, you can kick the stress out of life and just focus on what you're doing, right?
Exactly. When everything's already go, go, go with school, running, it's nice to just sit back in the tree. That's my favorite part about it.
I like that. Go, go, go with running. Of course, the cross-country guy says go, go, go with running.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, that's fun. What else do you like to do? I heard one more thing about you.
I'm big into video games. My favorite, it has to be Mario Kart. Big Nintendo guy.
I'm going nuts over here. Mario Kart's been around for years. If you want to go old school someday, come into my office. We got a few TVs we'll set up. We'll play a little Mario Kart.
Will do.
I'm going to ask this of every senior student that we get here for the calendar kids. What are your plans going forward?
Well, I'm in the process of applying to Madison, and if I get in there, my goal is biochemistry. So my end game there, I want to get into med school, and if I can do 4 years there, pre-med, get that knocked out, eventually get to maybe be in anesthesiology or even like family medicine. I'm big into the med field, that type of stuff, so that's the end game.
Pre-med.
Now, pre-med.
And then just take it wherever that leads you type of thing?
Yep, wherever I go.
Perfect. Way to have a plan, way to have a vision, way to have a goal.
Oh, yeah.
Another one I like to ask, we talked about being that captain. Mm-hmm. How did you become a captain?
So I really got into it through Cale Bishop. If you've heard of him, he's got the 2 mile record right now for the team, and he's running at Stout. And I really wasn't competitive in running until my junior year, and that was mainly because of him. He kind of showed me like this, you can win, you can be really great at running, but you have to want it. You have to put in a ton of work outside of the practice itself. Winter training and summer training are bigger than the seasons themselves. So I had to, or he showed me that. And my first, like I'd say my first super competitive season was actually last year track. And that was after spending a winter training with Cale. And so I'd say he's what got me to that point and got me into wanting to win badly. Otherwise I was just kind of doing it because that was the sport I was in. Why?
And you know, for where you were at too, your sophomore year of track, there was none.
Exactly, yeah.
So the off-season training is something that is really important when it comes to wanting that. And with track and with cross country, it's all about PRing.
Yep.
You know, you're just your own personal record. You know, that's you're fighting against yourself, aren't you?
Yep. And then I will tell you, in the race, it is a mental battle more than it is a physical one.
Especially when you're a long-distance runner, just you do.
Yep.
So, yeah, you have a lot of time to think while you're running, don't you?
Way too much.
It's like my golf game. I got too much time to think, I think. That's what it is. We did have Laney Veenendaal, whose team had some good success, so fun to see that.
Big Rivers Conference champion, right?
Fun to hear as we make the jump, right? Yep. I'm excited for you guys to try and get maybe that third or that second spot in the Big Rivers.
We're going for two if we can get it. That's our goal.
Nice. All right, Jacob, another one that I like to ask. People are going to notice there's going to be a pattern here when they listen to all of them, if they do. What do you do pregame? What's your mental? You just said it was all mental game. Mm-hmm. What do you do pregame to get ready for a long distance run or a cross country meet?
So for a 5K race, might sound a little dumb, but my favorite thing to do is do a 2 mile jog right before the race. Just get out the jitters.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was thinking about taking a jog before we did this right here, just to get ready for an interview. Well, good for you. That's fantastic. That's you know what, but everybody's got it. Do you listen to music or anything, or you just go for a jog?
Just go for the jog. Quiet.
Clear it out, right?
Yep.
Just like bow hunting, like we talked about. Just kind of clear it out, get that mental thing going, and just be ready for that race.
That's exactly what I do,
That's awesome. That's a great, that's a great thing to do. Sometimes quiet is good, and we talk about it, the race of life, you guys are student athletes, what's something what's a piece of advice that you have for not just cross country or track runners, but as being an athlete, what's some advice you have for incoming freshmen or sophomores?
For freshmen and sophomores, I'd say focus on the result. One thing I learned is if you think too much about the difficulty of it and right now, anything current, you're gonna lose sight on the end game or what you're actually trying to get. If you focus on the result and what you have to do to get there instead of how difficult it is to do it right now, you'll be much better off to actually reach that goal.
It's like you've been through that before. It's a great piece of advice. Jacob, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. Again, this is Jacob Dorman. He's on the fall calendar. You see him all around town. Photos by NP Design. He does a fantastic job, doesn't he?
Oh, he definitely does.
And I tell you what, I appreciate you coming in after practice. You're a little tired, but it's been a blast getting to know you, folks. I hope at home you had the same experience I did.
Talk to you later.